I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Refugees escaping from Ukraine describe attacks on civilians. Thousands remain trapped in Ukraine's major cities as the Russian invasion enters a third week. No one needs words of hope more than people in a war zone. Transworld Radio is adding a second transmitter to increase its reach in Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine. Frank Stevenson is the communications director for TWR Europe.
Radio, I think, has taken on even a new importance in these times because even, let's say, when internet or digital media gets shut down or is destroyed in certain areas, we can still broadcast messages of hope.
TWR partners with believers on both sides of this tragic war. Read the full report at missionnews.org.
We have different programs that are meant to provide encouragement, meant to point to God as being the source of comfort.
And what would you do if your pastor didn't know the story of Jesus? That's the situation for some churches in Kenya. In mid-March, FMI will hold a church leadership conference for Kenyan pastors. They can meet each other and receive specific training. Bruce Allen says about 200 people will attend, both FMI partners and other pastors.
We have Bibles to share in a variety of languages with these pastors to take back to their communities. And hopefully having them in their own languages, they'll even have a better grasp of the gospel.
Some of the tribes represented at this conference didn't receive Bibles in their own languages until the past few months. Not everyone in these tribes can read. And that's why FMI also uses an image-based tool called Snapshot. People point to different images, and evangelists get a sense of their deepest longings. They'll then present Jesus as the answer. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.